painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of Artbeat, we're talking dance, because it's time again for the WSU Theater and Dance Department's presentation of Dancescape. Dancescape is an annual event that brings together students, faculty, and guest artists to share a night of dance with the community. I spoke to the show's director, Aaron Drummond, as well as two of the dancers and choreographers, Jenna Groko and Hannah Osi. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we're talking Dancescape on today's Artbeat. How are you guys doing today?
Doing really well. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Thanks for being on the show. And I just want to put it out there that the Dancescape is happening February 14th through the 16th. That's Thursday through Saturday at the Performing Arts Center here on campus. And it's at 7:30, right?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. You know, Dancescape is kind of a showcase for Winona State University Dance Department. What can people expect at a Dancescape event? I'm assuming there's dancing.
It's of course, the expectation is dancing, and that will, you know, we will live up to that. Beyond that, it's always a little bit different because it includes original choreography from students and faculty and guest artists. Mm-hmm. So every year is really different from the last. So as far as expectations, you can certainly expect to be surprised, to be moved, and to see a lot of really innovative and evocative new choreographic work.
Cool. Is there a particular theme or anything that happens, like overall, or is it just kind of per dance?
Usually there's not a theme, but because we work so closely together that we somehow have similar movement styles that you'll see across the whole show, but each piece is so different due to each choreographer coming up mm-hmm. with their own idea.
Okay. Now, Jenna and Hannah, you guys are both choreographing and dancing. Are you choreographing your own dance, or do you choreograph other dances as well?
This year I did a solo, and then I'm participating in other dance pieces as well.
And then I choreographed a group piece, so I'm not in my own piece.
But
I consider it my piece, and then having my dancers perform it.
Oh, cool. Nice. So you kind of get to wear multiple hats then, in a way. Okay. How many pieces can we expect? Is there a lot?
There are 12 total.
Oh, okay. Nice. So how long of a show does that kind of put us at?
It's about an hour and a half in total. There's an intermission between the first and second half, so you have a little break.
Okay. So plenty of dancing to see. And then, Jenna and Hannah, do dancers typically choreograph their own, or is it like you said, you can do other people's? And like Hannah, are you in a solo dance as well, or just choreographing the group dance?
I'm just choreographing a group piece, and then I'm in a few other pieces as well. So,
Nice.
So I'm just choreographing a piece, and I audition dancers in September, and they are performing the piece that I'm creating, where Jenna created a solo for herself, and she's performing her own choreography and her own solo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so most dancers usually audition, and then they're put in pieces, and they're student works. So there's like four other students, I think, that are choreographing. And then you can also audition for guest artists and faculty pieces.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned September. That seems like quite a ways. What does it take to put it together? It seems like that's a long time to work on it.
It is, and it takes commitment, and it takes a passion for it too. You have to want to be in it, and you have to want to perform these pieces and make them the best they can be.
In the professional world, they usually say that it takes 4 hours to create 1 minute of dance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's just creating it. That's not rehearsing it and, you know, perfecting it. So for these students who are so busy with so many things, it's usually an hour or two a week that they have with their cast. So it really does take several months to put together a whole piece.
Right. That's a lot of time and effort. That's pretty cool. And then, Aaron, you mentioned guest artists. What kind of guest artists can we expect this year?
Sure. So a couple of faculty members, including myself, are creating works. So I'm creating a couple of new pieces. And then Erin Leopard, who teaches jazz and a few other things on campus, she's setting a work. And then we have a guest choreography from Lisa Kusanagi, who's from Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
That six of the dancers, including Hannah and Jenna, will perform. Nice. And then I also reset a solo that I did in my performing career that's choreographed by Robin Steem, who now lives in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we have almost kind of an international feel then going on, huh?
Definitely.
Cool.
Dancers. We also have a guest appearance, a guest musical appearance. So our musical guest appearance will be from Woolen Lover.
Oh, nice. We did a show on her.
Great.
Great. That's fantastic. And then you mentioned, you know, things being fresh and new. Is there anything that kind of hit each one of you? Is there anything that kind of hit home that you're really excited to see, you know, someone else's dance or anything?
I'm excited for an audience for just all of the pieces. I'm excited for everyone to see all of it.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair enough. Jenna?
I'm excited to perform my own solo because it's my story, and I'm really excited to share that with other people and have them interpret it how they see it. With all the pieces that I'm in, I've connected with all of them, so I'm excited to perform each and every single one. And then all the other pieces that I'm not in are very well done, so I'm excited to see how the audience will
react.
Yeah.
Nice. And then I remember, Hannah, we spoke about it last year, and there was mention of audience participation last year. Is there anything like that happening this year as well? Or?
I don't think there's anything choreographed in there.
There's some audience surprises, though.
Yes, yeah. And I feel like the audience can participate in certain ways in their own, like, I don't know what I'm trying
to say. You'll just have to come to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
More surprises. I like it. That's some mystery to get some people to come. Cool.
I also wanted to mention that we have original lighting design as well from students and faculty and a guest artist.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guest artist? Can we talk about that?
Sure. Her name's Samantha Heaver, and she actually works on campus. And she is coming to set work for Janae Mann's piece.
Yeah. Okay, nice. It's kind of cool that there's so many aspects of it that students can get involved in. That's really neat.
Absolutely. There's a whole tech crew as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's quite a production then.
It is.
Do they start working as early as you guys, like back in September, or does that kind of a lesser time?
They have more of a crunch time. So we have our first, we've been in tech rehearsals, and they have to really just be on it because they don't have as much time as we've had to put together the pieces.
Right. I suppose they have to see the piece first and understand what you want from the lighting and
And costume design as well.
Oh, wow.
Tracy Van Voorst.
Is that done on campus here?
It is.
Okay.
Tracy, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Tracy's she's a wizard.
Yeah. She can do whatever you want, really.
She's an amazing costume designer. So, yeah, there's a lot of aspects that go into it.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of stuff from right here on campus. Now, are there students that are involved in the costume design as well, or?
In the past, choreographers have sometimes designed their own piece or their own costumes. But usually Tracy, we usually collaborate and decide together, you know, what do we see our dancers wearing, or what do I see myself wearing with a solo or...
Sure. So you work closely with her then.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. And, you know, dance is often referred to as like a universal type language. What do you think it is about dance that makes it that way?
I think because we all have bodies and we all move our bodies in different ways. I think that's...
Okay.
That we can relate to each other in that way.
Nice.
I think kind of like spoken language, there are many different dialects and languages within dance. But yeah, like Sahana said, we all have bodies, and so there's that kinesthetic transmission that can come through articulation of the body.
Right. Maybe make others want to move as well then, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Cool. And there's our audience participation part right there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? Aaron, what does it take to direct a show like this? Do you oversee all of the dances then, or?
I do, yeah. I've been lucky enough to be able to mentor these projects in September, and then now I just basically need to give up sleeping for a couple
of
weeks.
Oh, no.
No, it's a lot of elements, a lot of moving parts, but it's really a joy to be able to direct this production.
Okay. Hannah and Jenna, what got you guys interested in dance in the first place? Like, when and how did you get your start?
Here in Winona, like, or just in general?
No, just in general, like, you know, lifelong. Have you been lifelong dancers or?
Yeah, a little.
For me, I started when I was really young. My parents put me in dance because I was dancing all around the house.
Nice.
But then I took a break because I shifted activities. But then ultimately at the end of high school, I came back to it. When I moved to Winona, I auditioned for Dancecape and refound my love for dance. So that's how I got back into it.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a little similar. Like, I started when I was young and just kept dancing in my hometown, and then didn't think I would continue when I came to Winona State and walked up to the dance table at the club fair, and that was it.
It's all history from there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. What is it that you guys love most about it? Like, where's, you know, what hits your heart about it?
That's a tough question. There's a lot of things that I really enjoy. First of all, the community, I think.
Okay,
that
sure.
We're really close with each other and have the ability to share this wonderful form of movement.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part is, like, just the performing aspect, being able to share something you've worked so hard on for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and seeing how other people interpret it. And then when they share that with you, it's like humbling to have that connection with that person. Maybe it related back to something in their life that they could connect to.
Right.
So it's like communicating with them in a different way.
And knowing that what you've created has impacted them in even just a small way.
Nice. Now, are there stories involved with the dancing? Do they tell a story, or, you know, how does that work?
They can. Some are more abstract than others. Some are more just about the movement itself, and then other choreographers like to start with a story. It kind of depends on how the choreographer likes to, how their process works, because some choreographers like to start with a story, and then others like to just create movement first, and maybe a meaning will come out of it later, but...
Okay.
So there's different processes, and you can kind of see that in the pieces. You can see which ones or which pieces have a clear story, and then some are more abstract and are just more of a feeling or more about watching the movement itself.
Okay. And maybe you can then get your own meaning out of it as a viewer.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Okay.
Oh, and then we should mention Miriam as the poster designer.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So Miriam Malik designed the poster that you've probably been seeing around campus. And we've taken that image also into some other formats.
Okay.
Like the banner that's outside the Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, is she a student or?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
An art and design student.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of aspects going on here on campus. I love it. What is it that you want people to really feel or take away from the whole show?
I think that'll be pretty personal, depending on the person. But dance is one of those really special art forms that has to happen in time and space together.
Right.
You can't see it without being there, and you can't see it without being there the whole time.
Right.
And it's not the same to watch a video. So it's really that live element that brings it into your heart, into your experience of it.
Right.
So I'm just very curious and excited to see what people come away with from it.
Right.
And I'm always excited to see what sort of impression a show has.
Sure. I like that you said it's different, you know, it's not the same on video, you know?
Because
I think when you're in the room with it happening, you can feel that movement then, you know?
Yeah, there really is something that's transferred through a live performance that you can't find any other way.
Yeah. So make note of that there, folks. Get out to Dancecape. I just want to say that Dancecape is happening. It'll be happening this weekend, February 14th through the 16th. That's Thursday through Saturday. And it's at the Performing Arts Center here on campus, and it's at 7:30 p.m. Now, how can people go about getting tickets for the show?
Sure. The box office is open weekdays from 12 to 4, and also an hour before each performance.
Okay.
There's also an online link, and you can also call the box office. It's $12 general admission and $6 for students.
Do you happen to know what the phone number is or the website or...?
The website you can get your tickets is wsuarttickets.universitytickets.com.
Okay.
Do you have the box office number on there?
The number is 507-457-5235.
Okay, great. And you said tickets are $12 for general admission and then $6 for students?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's a deal too, you know? So
really is.
Okay, well, we hope we get a lot of people out there to Dancecape this year. And thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Aaron Drummond, Hannah Osi, and Jenna Groko for joining us today on ArtBeat. Ticket and showtime information for Dancecape is available at WSUArtsTickets.com. Or you can call the box office at 507-457-5235. To stream today's show or any other episode of ArtBeat, go to KQAL.org and look for Program Archives under the Media tab. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and we've been talking Dancecape with Aaron Drummond, Hannah Osi, and Jenna Groko on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.